So, welcome to episode 18 of season 5. If you've just joined, I am Maria from at Maria the Arcane everywhere. And I'm joined by our goddess, the queen, the empress, the overlordess, the supreme.
Am I the queen? I like being the overlord.
Robin of At a Tired Witch everywhere. So, we did want to mention that we are doing a fest next year, and it's the Windy City ParaFest, and that will be from June 12th to the 14th. We're going to be, like, up on stage and, like, telling you guys about...
Yeah, we're doing a live episode.
Yeah, and it's going to be about spirit communication using tarot, so, I mean, awesome. And then we're going to have, like, a little booth set up where you can come and not only meet us, but maybe we'll pull some cards for you. Maybe we'll have some, like, goodies, you know, like, Coffin Cauldron-themed goodies for you to get. I don't know. We'll see. We're very excited.
But we are so excited. Yes. Very excited about that. If you are interested, we are going to have the link in the caption. And additionally, if you would like to join us for one of our monthly classes, this month our class is going to be hosted by Anthony Parada at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a class on using astrology in your wardrobe. So it's going to be like our first glamour magic type class, which is really exciting. Mm-hmm. As a reminder, if you would like to join the class but you are not available at that time, it is available immediately to watch whenever you want if you join our Patreon library tier and up, as well as a backlog of like 24 other classes. So we hope to see you there. That's going to be great. Mm-hmm. And if you'd like to be featured on our Coffee Talk episodes for some of the voicemail stories, you can call us at 351-207-0799, or you can write out your story and send it to submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com. Or head to our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com, and hit submit your stories. There's lots of ways to do that. Now, that being said, so many announcements. Yeah. That being said, this is our last episode of season 5.
Yes.
If this is your first season with Maria and I, every single end of season, we take about a month-long break. So this is... Mm-hmm. Our last episode of the season before we start season 6, which will be starting... Mm-hmm. Usually we started about mid-January, but definitely mm-hmm. by the end of January is when we start. It's, of course, mm-hmm. very dependent on our lives in that moment and how well we can get our shit together. Last year I had a baby.
You literally did have a baby.
Almost exactly a year ago as of today. So we started a little bit later than we normally do. So we'll see. We'll be up and at 'em mid-January-ish, but definitely by the end of January. And so therefore, Maria and I decided to end this season with like a little mini episode, which is not a coffee talk before you turn off this episode. We're just streamlining the episode a little bit and making it a little bit shorter just to kind of conclude the season.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to be talking about like magic you can do during the winter solstice, like little simple things
so
that
fun.
you're already doing. So why not add a little bit of magic to what you're doing? I mean,
sprinkle. Oh my goodness. Exactly. So the first thing is, just like we do every single episode, we talk about upcoming lunar phases and how you can utilize those in your magical practice. Mm-hmm. Maria's like dancing to my little sing-song speech. So because we are going to be gone, we're going to talk about 3 upcoming lunar phases. The first of which, nearest to us today, is the full moon in Gemini. Geminis are all about duality, right? People talk about Gemini being two-faced and double-sided. But when we are talking about using it in magic, especially with a full moon, I think that the best thing to do is to look at the full moon in Gemini with the duality of our life. So especially at the end of the year, the things that we are letting go of and the things that we are bringing into. I think it's a good time for reflection and looking at the kinds of dualities that we might want to be shifting in our personal life. So this might be things like releasing and manifesting. Right. But it also might be things like reflecting on what we want to bring more of that we lack. So let's say we're a really shy person when it comes to our job. Perhaps the duality in that is how we can kind of charge up, bringing more confidence into our life and what that duality might look like. It also might be saying, hey, we're doing a little bit too much of this thing that we don't like. And maybe we are choosing to release that. That would be my suggestion for the full moon in Gemini. What about you?
So for me, like Gemini, you know, is a sign of communication. So like, you know, and not only communication, but just having fun. Geminis know how to have a good time.
They do.
So like, I think like a lot of us are going to holiday get-togethers, having people over. And I think it's just a great time to like do spells to facilitate good parties, good communication at parties, or just to have a good time, you know, to help melt away people's stress so they can just be present in the moment and just enjoy themselves. And, you know, a lot of us are having problems with communication when it comes to certain people in our lives.
I am a fucking point.
But I do think it's a great moon to also either facilitate healthier communication, or like if you're like, I'm done being the person who facilitates healthy communication, you do boundary communication spells instead. But yeah, that's my take. You know, work with the communication aspect. Yeah.
So the next moon phase that we have during this break is the new moon in Capricorn on December 31st. And when I tell you that a new moon in Capricorn on New Year's Eve could not be set at a better fucking time.
No, it's perfect.
You guys can't see it because we're not doing video this week, but we're both doing the chef hands.
The Italian hands.
The Italian hands. The new moon, so Capricorn in general, as in terms of like magical alignment, is all about dream chasing. Capricorns get shit done. Okay. Nobody is going to make like plans and stick to those plans when it comes to like working towards dreams and bettering themselves than a Capricorn. Okay. They're just not. It's just, sorry. They're Capricorns are just better than us in that respect.
They just are.
And so when we have it in a new moon and we have it as the last day of the lunar calendar.
Amazing.
When we talk about releasing, I mean, I talked about the duality of stuff with Gemini, but very specifically this, if you are not going to do a single moon ritual all year long, and you're like, I should pick one, this is the one to pick. Capricorn new moon, set those intentions. Set, if you're somebody who believes in New Year's resolutions or goal setting for the year, this is the time to do it. The Capricorn new moon is about setting yourself up for the greatest year you're going to have. It's going to be about setting your sights on not just like big goals, but achievable big goals, and doing magic that aligns with that. I mean, the universe is giving us all a gift for 2025 in that respect. let's just ignore the man behind the curtain for everything else and focus on that, because that is a great way to start the new year, I feel like.
I definitely agree. Like for me, Capricorn is very like foundational energy. And so like, it really like makes you think, what foundations do you want to set for next year? Like, what do you need to be stable so you can build up into something more substantial? Like, I really feel like as we move through the year, we hit highs and lows when it comes to the zodiac signs. You know, some signs equals like powering through stuff, and then others are like, okay, let's get back to being organized. Let's start investing in ourselves. Like, there's so many different aspects. And, but this one is definitely like concentrating on the foundations, making something like super solid for yourself. So when you're thinking of those intentions or resolutions, I think it's so important to take that grounding and stable aspect and think, what is realistic for me? The way resolutions fail is when we become way too unrealistic. And while Capricorns are very stubborn, I do think it's important to realize that we are human. Like, life ebbs and flows. And it's all about what you do after an ebb to keep that goal going. And so when you're setting those foundations during this Capricorn new moon, definitely think about that. How are you going to handle things when things ebb? Like, what is your plan? What is your gameplay? So you can lean on those foundations when you are moving forward. But yeah. That's just my thoughts. It just couldn't be given to you at a better time. Yeah. That's perfect. Like, you're already setting intentions. And all, like, you don't make it complicated. If you're at a party and having a good time, like, you can do spell work while you're at the party. Like, if you're going to have some champagne to me corresponds to not only happiness, but also abundance and wealth and, like, all these types of things. Just swirl it in your glass 3 times with purpose and think about your intentions, like, whisper out loud and drink your drink. Like,
yeah,
that easy. Yeah.
That easy. The last date, because I wanted to make sure I covered everything for when we're gone, is January 13th. Which is the best full moon of the entire year. Many are saying this. It is the full moon in Cancer. It is the sexiest full moon. Many saying this. The reports are in. And the results are, Cancers are super hot, fun, and cool.
This has nothing to do with Robin and my wife being a Cancer.
No, it literally doesn't. I'm sorry that you happen to be married to 2 very beautiful women who are cool, fun, and sexy. Smart, intelligent, emotionally mature, good looking, great asses.
Humble.
Great asses. Just all the... I'm sorry. I don't know what you want from me. So anyway, the full moon in Cancer is going to be on January 13th, and the full moon in Cancer is a good time to focus on your family, right? But specifically, and just emotional release in general, but if I was going to offer you advice for how to utilize this magic, or this full moon, I would suggest things like protection magic that involves your home and your family. Mm-hmm. So maybe that is making protection charms to put on your kid's backpack before they go back to school. Maybe that is, you know, re-upping your home wards. Maybe that is stitching sigils into your family's jackets. You know, there's a lot of different things here that you could utilize. But if I were going to give you advice, it would genuinely be protection magic for your home and your family.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, it being, you know, especially I equate Cancer with home so much, home and family, protective measures, as you said, that, you know, when we're like mid-January, that is when like we start getting super duper cabin fever because a lot of people are like stuck inside. It is freaking cold. And people are, you know, they have the sads and like all this. And I just think using the Cancer full moon to kind of like make your home feel comfortable and a safe haven for you and your family, like, is a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, just if you're struggling to just being inside and with it still being dark, like, maybe do a candle spell. That I know Cancer is more like water based, but sometimes you do need to like kind of like almost balance out the water with the fire. So maybe do like a homey candle spell. You're a Leo rising. You're like,
I'm a Leo.
You
moon.
Already even yourself a moon. That's right. So you already even yourself
like
out.
You don't
so
even
shush.
Know me. You know what I mean? It's like you don't even know me. Are you suggesting that I'm perfectly balanced?
I don't think
it
either
seems
of
like
us
you
are.
Might be. We all heard it.
But no, I really do think like making your home a safe haven and just like maybe tidying up your home a little bit, getting rid of the stuff that is like making creating butter. Like stagnant energy, because I think that's all that stagnant energy from us being inside like all of winter. It just, you can feel it in the air. Like, it's terrible. Like, I know that it's cold, guys, but during the Cancer full moon, open up those windows, even if it's for 5 minutes, with the intention just to clear things out, get things moving again.
I totally agree.
But you could also just do a home protection spell. Easy peasy. I mean, if you just want to do that.
Yeah. Simple. I say get out your embroidery floss and make some sigils in everybody's jackets.
I love that.
So for the main little segment here, because
we have to talk about tarot. Robin and I were discussing. We're not going to do like the tarot today, but we did want to discuss our plans for next year. So we were thinking about it. Like, we've done tarot card pull, like just a tarot a day, you know, every single episode where we would go over it. And we have went over like the whole sections of the tarot, and we went over themes this season. And we were like, maybe next season, to keep things like interesting, we will kind of like just shuffle our decks and like pick a random card and just talk about it. So we're kind of going back to season one type of feeling, but with a twist. We're not pulling cards intentionally. Well, kind of intentionally, but not like with, you know, being like, oh, we're just going to talk about this today because that's what I feel like. Instead, we're just going to see what fate wants us to speak about. But we thought it would be fun, and we will each take turns. Calling it
a reading for the collective. But in an educational way.
I think that it will be fun, and it'll be something different just to spice things up. And maybe we'll just like, you know, we'll go back to themes, you know, next season. We'll keep things fresh. We'll keep things interesting.
Yeah. I think it'll be good. And I think that it's important that we kind of, I don't know, don't get too stagnant when it comes to the tarot discussion, because tarot is like a friend that you know really well. And part of keeping the friendship alive is learning new things about each other and seeing what that looks like. So
yeah, I think that'll be good.
I think it'll be good. Be fun. I hope so. Yeah. And if it isn't good, well, we won't do it the season 7.
I think it'll be great.
I think it'll be fun. Yeah.
But do you want to tell them about our main segment we're diving into?
So we're going to have like a little short segment today on making your holiday season, things that you're already doing, and making it a little bit more magical. So, Maria, do you have any tips for our lovely listeners on how to magicize
everything we do? I sure do, Robin. So I think one of the biggest things that like a lot of people are doing is baking or like cooking. And, you know, this is the time for kitchen witchery and just like, you know, just implementing little magic here and there in our cooking. I do think some people overcomplicate kitchen witchery by like all the ingredients have to match up in a certain way in order to accomplish something. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can literally just pick one ingredient, two ingredients, and just like as you're adding those ingredients, then you're adding your intention. You can always just like light a candle too as you're cooking. You can also just like, you know, like when you have a specific intention in mind and you're super passionate about it, you can literally feel that intention like coursing in your body. Like, think about it as you are cooking and as you're like, you know, if you're making a cookie, as you're working the dough, just like continually thinking about it and think, when I'm going to eat this, it's going to, I'm putting this intention into me and it's going to become something. Or if I give it to others, they're also going to feel this way and they're going to accomplish this. And it's just a way to keep that, you know, energy going and moving. But yeah, like Don't overcomplicate it. Make it super fun. Though I will say, if you're going to do, like, I know this sounds silly, but, like, an abundance spell that also, like, protects your money. If you love deviled eggs, like I do, I love a good deviled egg.
You love deviled eggs?
I love them. Are you kidding?
I am kidding. I'm joking. Please relax. I'm a dozen. Calm down. This woman is about to get on her soap. Guys.
I do.
But I do like deviled eggs. I do like deviled eggs. I do like deviled eggs, but I can only eat like one or two before they start to taste a little bit like eggs. It's getting a little too eggy around here.
I thought it would be fun to kind of like share the ingredients I add to mine and like what I consider. But okay, so the egg itself is healthy, but also abundant. So I'd like to think, you know, financial healthy abundance.
That's smart.
And the yolk itself is like, you know, it's gold. So you're like, this is the financial aspect of the egg. And so, and you know, when you're adding mayonnaise, it's the same thing. It's especially, yeah. I'd like to use QP mayonnaise, which is just more yolk. And I like to use jalapeno mustard. So I like to think that this financial abundance will happen as soon as possible. Like it has like speed behind it. And then adding like the dill, you know, the pickle juice or the fresh dill or whatever you use. That also symbolizes not only health, but a financial abundance as well. So thinking about that as you're adding into that. And yeah, I mean, deviled eggs are so easy to make and so fun to make. So really uncomplicated spell. Just as you're making everything, just think about money coming into your account. And you typically, when you're making like deviled eggs, you make a lot of deviled eggs. So even you like making more than one is like signifying that like abundance. But if you really want to get into it, I would do keeping it in like eights, like multiple of eights, because eight to me symbolizes not only abundance, but continual abundance. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have...
There's also real stability in multiples of four.
Yeah, so it's all about what you want. Stable. Although you can literally do both. Like four is literally a multiple of eight too, so...
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah. I was just thinking out loud. Sorry.
For me, and I've talked about this on social media a few times, I'm all about simmer pots. We are a household that loves things to smell like Christmas. But I've been moving away from fragrances as much as I can because of the endocrine disruptors and fragrances, not because I give a shit for myself, but I have children that I worry about that stuff because I'm a lunatic. Anyway, and so I love simmer pots. They're amazing, first of all, but you can be really versatile when it comes to simmer pots on like what the intention is, and that intention corresponds with how your house smells, which is fucking amazing. I'm really big on like doing stuff that is like harmonious in the holiday times, because I don't know about anybody else, but the holidays can be quite tense. I like utilizing like a sweetness in the air and keeping that kind of sweet, keep it sweet energy. So I utilize things like cinnamon, vanilla, oranges. Sometimes I like putting apples in the simmer pot. I do like putting cloves in there because cloves are really good for kind of stamping out bad energy. And peppercorn as well for that. But I like to like lean into the simmer pots being quite sweet smelling when it comes to, you know, the intention, because I want to keep it sweet. Keep everybody be nice. You have too many people in a household. Your family might be the most amazing family in the whole wide world, but when you get too many people together, somebody is bound to say something.
And stuck. Like you're literally stuck inside. Somebody's bound to say something
silly and stupid. It's bound to happen. And so essentially that is what I like to utilize the most. We also have an artificial tree. And so it's also really fun to do protection spells with like actual pine needles. Mm-hmm. And putting those in a simmer pot with ginger. I love
the smell of pine needles.
Pepper and like letting that fill your house. Oh my goodness. And it's a great protection spell just in general, especially if, again, we're going back to that Capricorn new moon at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. This is an easy way to A, make your house smell friggin' awesome, and B, do an easy household spell. It doesn't have to be overcomplicated. And if you're somebody who is not super out about this sort of stuff, it's hidden in plain sight because people do these kind of like mulling spices and stuff like that at this time of the year in general.
Yeah.
And wine for these as a base for simmers pots are also a good offering. It can be a double whammy, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was looking. So cool. I was looking for a specific spell for what I'm going to say next, but apparently, like, where I have it written down, because I don't want to go and hunt for it in my house. I was looking at Threads, and of course, Threads is down right now. So, yeah. Anyways, what I was going to say was, you know, with it being wintertime, I know many of us are lighting candles way more often. And lighting a candle, like, even if it's just a simple taper candle, like, on your table, it doesn't have to be dressed. It doesn't have to be anything. All you need is your intention and, you know, a lighter. But just think about like letting the sun in when you do it, like letting happiness in, even though it's like, you know, super dark outside and it might be affecting everybody's mood. So just thinking about welcoming that light into your house to help get you through. And then I work with Hestia a lot, like throughout the year, but during winter I work with her more so, especially since as Robin said, like, we're in the house. And so, like, working with her to not only create a harmonious house, but to keep things warm and inviting, I like to think about that as I light candles as well. And I do them in honor of her quite often. But I do have a special chant I like to say before I light a candle for her. And that is on my Threads that I cannot get to right now. But, so if you want that specific chant, which I happen to like very much, then go ahead and go on there and maybe you'll resonate with it too. And you could do it.
Yeah. But
do you have anything else that you want to add?
I have one other thing that I would like to add. And that is, and I think we talked about this previously, but do you remember, I don't know if you and I just talked about this privately or if we talked about this on here. So if I am repeating myself, I do apologize. But we talked about using fire starters with paraffin wax and like lint from the dryer and making them into like releasing spell balls for your fireplace if you have a fireplace. Mm-hmm. If you are somebody who utilizes a fireplace, I live in a home that is heated by a wood burning stove. So maybe this doesn't apply to you, but they're very simple to make. You take paraffin wax, you collect your lint from the dryer, and you kind of make these little balls and you dip them in the wax, but you can put in the center stuff like little pieces of paper of what you'd like to release. I recommend writing it in like dragon's blood or similar. Mm-hmm. Don't know what dragon's blood ink is. It is not literally dragon's blood because I did have feedback on that once. It's a type of resin that looks like blood that they make ink out of. So you write it out on your paper, you put it in the center of your lint ball, dip said lint ball in paraffin wax, and it becomes a fire starter for your home. And it's a really easy way to kind of release intentions in starting of the new year. We're already keeping things cozy. This is a great way to burn it away. Simultaneously, you can modify this where you're writing it onto a bay leaf and we are bringing in intention. I find it more useful for release, but hey, I mean, there's no reason you can't modify it.
Yeah. No, I love that.
It's simple and it's practical. It's something like if you do live in a wood-burning home or you have a fireplace that you are already doing, right? You might not already be collecting your lint, but I recommend you do it if you aren't, because it's a free fire starter.
So I do want to say one more and then we can, you know, move on.
Move past this.
Yeah. Unless you think of something else, of course. I kind of touched on this when we're talking about the full moon in Cancer, but, you know, we're all going to be cleaning, well, at least should be cleaning. But if you like, I think cleaning and keeping things tidy when you can, because, you know, some of us are low spoons. Like, I get it. I'm a low spooner myself. But when you can, like...
A low spooner. I'm just a low spooner. Sorry.
As you're cleaning...
That was really funny.
As you're cleaning, you know, you want to think about removing the stagnant energy in your house as often as you can. Like, just the more that you keep up with it, the less, like, you'll feel that, like, closeness and energy that just feels horrible. That, I don't know. I can feel it, and it sucks, like, when it happens. But... And you can even do this by, like, washing your dishes. Like, I wash my dishes by hand because I have trauma when it comes to the dishwasher. So when you're washing your dishes, like, I recommend doing it, like, counterclockwise when you're wiping things off and just being, like, you know, just thinking about anything that's, like, feels stuck right now being removed. But yeah, just keep, you know, keep things tidy, keep things uncluttered. Ask for help when you need it when it comes to that stuff. Like, you don't have to do it all alone. Especially if you'd like have a partner and stuff like that. Like, they should be helping, guys. But yeah, no. Keep things moving. Yeah.
Well, everyone, on that note, this was our mini episode to end up season 5. We hope that you will join us again at the end of January for the start of season 6, which is going to be so exciting. We're excited. We need the break. You need the break. Go spend time with your loved ones, whether that is biological family or chosen family, or just, you know, your pets. Maybe you've got some pets that are your family. Whomever you love, please spend this time with them. We will see you again in about a month.
Yeah. And thank you guys so much for everything this year, for being so patient with Robin and I as we were navigating the lows of this year.
We cannot promise that there will not be accidents next year, as pretty much everything that happened this year was literally so far out of our control.
It was
crazy.
Such a garbage fire year.
Robin, we are both believing 2025 is going to be way less crazy. So... thank you for sticking with us. And as a reminder, for everybody who supports us on Patreon, you are the reason this podcast gets to exist. It literally would not exist without you. And whether you stayed for a month or you've been there for the last 5 years, we are so grateful for each and every one of you. It truly, it makes this possible. It just does. Like, it pays for the editing. It pays for the software. It pays for everything. Like, this literally wouldn't get to exist without you guys. So thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we really do. We love you guys.
We really, really do. And if you are somebody who's been on the fence about joining the Patreon, as a reminder, it is filled with literally dozens of hour plus long lectures from different voices within the community. It's filled with articles by us on how to do things, spells, on how to perform spells, monthly articles that Maria does that does like a full check-in for the whole month with spells and
tarot card spreads
and just all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
And then we have a Discord with like a thriving community
We have such great
like
people.
Nine events
Discord
a month, book clubs and rituals and meditations, and I mean, kind of you name it, it's going on there. And a group of amazing and beautiful people who never shut the fuck up. And so you, and I don't mean that in a bad way, for the record, for those listening, Sarah, before you get upset, I'm not talking about you. I mean, Sarah peeps, obviously. Bitch never shuts up. No. Obviously. I'm just teasing. But yeah, we got this huge Discord of people that are always talking, and they want you to talk with them, and we want you to talk with them. And they have a community of people from just regular, like, you need to talk to somebody about something hard going in your life, to practicing tarot readings for each other, to talking through what your freaking, what's that, co-star is bullying you about. I mean, we've got a whole thriving community, and we would love to see you there. And if not, hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. Seriously, 5 years has been amazing.
5 years. We're so old. So old. Babe,
speak for yourself. I'm literally barely 18. I'm just a little 18-year-old virgin girl who doesn't know much about anything. And if you joined the Discord, you would understand that joke.
Oh, gosh.
And if you are listening to us from any streaming service, such as Apple Podcasts or Spotify, we would love for you to review us, whether that is rating us with 5 stars or 1 star. It helps us to be seen by others, although we would love it if you give us 5. Thank you for everybody who already has and everyone who will in the future. Just much like the Patreon, we appreciate you very, very much.
Yes, we do so very much. So, signing off for season 5, this is Coffee and Cauldrons.
With Robin from At a Tired Witch Everywhere.
And I'm Maria from At Maria the Arcane Everywhere, which might change next year. So keep an eye out for that.
Oh, I guess she's stressing me out.
All right,
you ready?
Yep. One, two, three.
Bye, witches.